Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Today, we're also joined by Assistant Perry Public Works Director Josh Webker. So, Josh and Lindsay, thank you both so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So, Josh, the main reason we have you in here today is to talk about an event coming up this next Wednesday, I believe. That's the annual Safety and Employee Appreciation Day. So what can you tell me about this year's event?
Yeah, this will be our seventh year of doing this, and it's something that we initially started to kind of give appreciation and pay tribute to our employees for the extra safe work ethic that they've had. A lot of people might not know is that our workman's comp insurance was very high about 10 years ago, to the point where we were actually going to get dropped from our workman's comp insurance. So we had to implement a bunch of different things. One of the things we did was develop a safety committee. You know, 1 year, I think our estimated premium from what it actually was about $60,000 less than we had budgeted. And one thing we heard that some other cities were doing and counties were doing was implementing a safety day for employees to kind of get together, have a meal, do a few talks, and then recognize those employees for their years of service. So that was one thing that we've done, and that was 7 years ago, and this will be our seventh one. So if we like doing it on Wednesdays, it's a little bit shorter route for our garbage guys. So that way we try to get everybody to attend part-time, full-time, council members, water board members, everybody. We have some different speakers talk. This year, our first speaker is going to be a gentleman from Vermeer, who is their safety director, was actually at Vermeer in the building when the tornado hit. And he's going to kind of tell us what everything that happened there, a lot of pictures, different stuff like that. I met him in Cedar Rapids when I was at a safety conference, and his presentation was very good. And so I asked him if he'd be interested in doing ours, and he said, yeah. So then we'll do that. We also offer flu shots to the employees that day from Hy-Vee. Then we'll do a little recognition for all the employees. The ones that have a milestone, like a 5, 10, 15-year anniversary, they'll get framed certificates. I think we have two people this year getting certificates for 35 years of service each. That's pretty impressive. Those are people from the fire department. And then we'll follow that with a meal, which is L-Train. And then after that, we'll have Sven. He'll give a little speech along with Mike Vastenau on some different things that are going on around Perry. And then we close the day with a little presentation by Mike Thomason from Dallas County EMS. Does like some first aid stuff, different stuff like that. Throughout the day, we do have a lot of businesses that donate stuff to the day. You know, the hotel usually donates an overnight stay, and we'll have some different businesses, Clean Works Car Wash, AccuJet, Bolton. I mean, there's just a ton, couldn't name them all, that donate. We do some drawings throughout the thing and try to, you know, reward the employees for some stuff. And I think it's well received and they like it a lot. The chamber also kicks in usually some Perry bucks or shirts or stuff like that.
All right. Now, this is kind of your baby. You head up this every year. Why do you feel like it's important to keep going every year?
Well, you know, every dollar that you spend on safety, you'll save about $2 in the end. So the more money you put into it, the more you're going to save. And rewarding employees for different things that are something that we kind of take for granted as safety is a big deal to me, because at the end of the day, you know, I work with Public Works and the garbage guys and stuff. So I want to make sure all those guys go home at the end of the day. There's nothing more that we want. That's one thing that the city of Perry is very, very good at, is always taking care of the employees and putting the employees first along with their families. You know, that we realize stuff comes up and we want that to happen. But there's nothing more important than anything than those guys and gals going home at the end of the day. So to be able to reward them and thank them for thinking a little bit here or there and, you know, doing a good job means a lot to us. By the employees being safe also drives down our modification factor, which that's what insurance, your rating on, the higher your mod factor, the more your insurance is. So I believe at one time ours was probably about a 1.4, which is pretty high. The lowest I've seen it is like a 0.72. That's really, really well. I think at the time, the lowest that was in anybody in our pool was, I think, a 0.68. So coming from where we were before about getting ready to get dropped to being kind of one of the star communities and stuff is a big deal. So our work comp insurance carrier, along with True North, they're always at the event too and stuff. And it's something that they're proud of as well. So just a nice day. And, you know, going off the safety thing, just the appreciation for the employees. Employees come up, get pictures taken and stuff, and recognize those people for how many years they have. One thing I can say with my departments and stuff like that is people don't quit. You know, I have a lot of people say, hey, when are you guys gonna have a job opening? When are you gonna have a job opening? I think the person that has the least experience for us has been there 11 years. And we had somebody that just celebrated 30 years before that, and we're all in between. So usually somebody retires before anybody, you know, quits or something. So it's a true statement to how good this organization is to work for.
All right. Well, Josh Webker with Perry Public Works. Anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, one other thing I could just touch on real quick is street sweeping. It's getting cold right now, but I've noticed probably 75% of the leaves still have not fallen from the trees. One thing is, actually today, we were supposed to be getting a brand new street sweeper. It had some problems yesterday. It's in Elgin, Illinois right now. They're supposed to drive it down. It's supposed to be here today. I have not heard, so hopefully it'll be here tomorrow, and by Monday we'll start sweeping. So other than that, that's pretty much it, Joe.
All right. Now we'll bring in Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti and talk about some chamber-centric stuff. So the first thing is, coming up here next week, Spooktacular. We've talked about it quite a bit, but you know, it's right here with us. So just sort of take us home as far as the Spooktacular is concerned.
So just driving home the date, it's Thursday, October 31st. We've still had calls and questions about when it is. So Thursday, October 31st, 4 to 6 p.m. downtown for the Spooktacular and Trunk or Treat, and then other activities around town that same night.
All right, now coming up here after that, first week of November, is a couple events that are both centered around the election, correct?
That's right. So the date is, of course, the election day. So it's always the first Tuesday of November. So that's the 5th this year. And we always have our election day chili feed. And we're partnering with Kiwanis Club again. And we're adding something new since they're taking on more of the roles there. Kind of frees up a little bit to do an additional activity that same day. So while the election day chili feed is going on 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the McCreary Center, the chamber is also hosting a member showcase 4 to 7 p.m. on the other side of the gym. So instead of just half the gym, we'll have the full gym open and very full of activity. So we're excited to host this additional event on that same day. With the chamber, we have four areas of focus, two of them really highlighting with this event. So member promotions and business development. And so we're excited to have this platform to have members come out and showcase their businesses, whether they have new products or services, or they've got new team members to introduce, or they're looking to hire. This is a great chance for them to get the word out. So space is limited on that, and we're kind of coming up on our capacity there. So it's not as much a call for more businesses to participate, but just starting to get the word out there that this new event is happening.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
So one thing is that the Sip and Shop is tonight, 4 to 7 p.m. So there are seven or eight businesses downtown, and then Harper Rose's just outside of downtown that will be open late for your sipping and shopping pleasure, as well as we've got two things coming up in the next week or so. We've got two ribbon cuttings. So one at Oasis Restaurant, Tuesday, October 29th at 11 a.m., conveniently timed right before lunch. And then Art on the Prairie has a new space downtown called Atelier at 1109, and we will host a ribbon cutting there Friday, November 8th at 1 p.m., and that'll kind of help kick off the weekend events for Art on the Prairie.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me this week and for Josh as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Josh Webker and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.